Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, I wish you were here, but I've got a bunch of great guests to be on the show today, and you're going to enjoy it. I mean, Adam Boguki, the area manager of Stretch Lab Hawaii, is going to be on. And talk about having a great way to kind of like get ready for exercise or get over a really hard round of golf. Stretch Lab. All right. We've also got Pate Clarson. Do you know it's the 2024 Ka'anapali Classic at the Ka'anapali Golf Course? And wow, what a huge turnout from around the country coming in to play here in Hawaii. Diana DeLucia, CEO and editor, Golf Kitchen's going to be in the house. And we're going to give Isaiah Mimsege, the CEO of Afrieya Golf Academy in Uganda, another try, because last week we just couldn't make the connection. And Max Novina, PGA Tournament Director, the Century Kapalua Maui, he's going to be with us because it's only, what, 2 months away? It's already almost time for the Century Tournament. Okay, now let me give you some tee times. You might like to go out and play a round of golf at Volcano Golf Club. There's an 836, a 910, and a 1048. That's right between Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea, that Troon course, Volcano Golf Club. Stargazers are going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. It'd be weird looking down instead of up. And Makalei, there's a 916 and a 1008 in the bunker, boys. I hope you can stay out of them. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Kiahuna has an 850, a 1040, a 1230. And we've got a group coming out, they're just going to have a really good time as they get on the golf course and play around at Kiahuna. Really great golf course. I'm talking about Poipu. Poipu is having the 850, 1040, 1230, and you can play 18 holes of golf. 18 holes of golf today at Poipu Bay. Hawaii Kai, 11 o'clock and 11:48. We've also got at Turtle Bay, the San Francisco Sexy Beasts. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 836 and a 910 and a 928. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has an 830, a 948, 11 o'clock. Bayview has an 836, a 908, and a 10 o'clock. And Wailea Gold Course, 930, 950, 1050. The Sigma Group is going out. Hold, Danielle. Emerald Course, there's an 1130, a 120, and a 130. Maui Nisei are going out. On the Blue Course, there's an 1130, 1150, and a 120. And the Jack Miller Group is going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right. Maui Nui, there's an 832 and a 928. And the Phil Goodwin Group is going out. Guys, may you all have a great time and hit the sweet spot every time. All right, today, scattered showers. Uh-huh. It looks so beautiful. It's hard to believe, but it's the chance of precipitation is 30%. So scattered showers mainly around or just before noon. Mostly sunny, high near 85, winds easterly 9 to 13 miles per hour. And tonight, you can expect some isolated showers, partly cloudy, low around 77. I'll sleep good. Easterly winds 10 to 13 miles per hour and a chance of precipitation only 20%. We'll have some showers on Sunday too, likely mainly before noon. All right. We're going to wrap up right now, get ready to go with Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour Century Tournament, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And the Century starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua, January 2nd through the 5th.
Now, he said it right. It's the century. Max Novena, Executive Director of PGA Tour, the century. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, aloha. Good morning to you and all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is so exciting. The field, of course, is all the winners from the 2024 season, plus the top 50 players from the FedEx Cup. So how many contenders are there on the golf course?
Yeah, absolutely, Danielle. And as of right now, we're 60 days out. So, you know, things are really starting to speed up for us. Currently, we have 62 players qualified. And as you said, all of the winners from the preceding year, as well as the top 50. Of course, you know, Scottie Scheffler won 7 times on tour, plus the gold medal. So you know, that's just amazing to have Scottie in our field. And then we have an opportunity to add 3 more unique winners through the remaining 3 events on the FedEx Cup fall. So with 65 players in the field, that would be the largest that we've ever had. This past January, we had 58. And if you think back to 2023, I think we had only 39. So it's going to be amazing. More golf, more great players, and their families enjoying the island, and should be a real treat for our partners and fans.
Oh, yeah, it always is. It's a fabulous place to be. It's gorgeous. And, I mean, just being on Maui and enjoying, there may be 65 players, but that's still, for the size of the golf course, it gives you a unique opportunity to really follow the leaders or follow your favorite players or switch it up and move from one group to another. It's not going to, you know, it's like, it's great. And I have to ask you, what's the unique player, the 3?
So in terms of adding the 3 unique players, so we have 3 more events in the FedEx Cup fall. Next week we're playing in Los Cabos, Mexico. Then we move over to Bermuda, and then we close the season with the RSM Classic in Sea Island. So that's how we would go from 62 players current state to a full field of 65.
Excellent. Okay. I wasn't sure what, you know, how unique meant, if that was something special, but it's unique in that it's coming up in the fall. It's the fall. What is it called again?
The FedEx Cup fall.
That's
so,
it.
As you know, the Century now kicks off the FedEx Cup season. And so we're really the opening event of the entire PGA Tour schedule. It concludes with the Tour Championship in Atlanta, and then we play the FedEx Cup fall. And so there are 8 events in the FedEx Cup fall. 5 have been completed, and we have 3 to go.
Right on. Okay. So 2025 will be, as I'm reading the talking points here, 2025 will be a celebration of a quarter century plus on Maui. Has it really been 27 years? My goodness, I'm feeling old.
it's incredible. You know, Maui has always welcomed the PGA Tour. The people of Maui have embraced us. And you know, not just Maui, but Oahu, too, with the Sony Open. So we feel so honored and privileged to play on the islands, to start our season on the islands. And, you know, the plantation course is probably one of the most beautiful places that we play on tour. I would say the most beautiful place that we play on the PGA Tour. But beyond that, it really is about the island, the people, the culture, the nature that makes us so unique and so different and so special for our players, for Century Insurance, our title sponsor, and certainly for, you know, all of our fans and volunteers.
Yeah, and the date is fantastic because you could go to Maui, celebrate the new year, and then bam, on January 2nd, the century is underway until January 5th. So you can make a fantastic week of it. on Maui at Kapalua on the plantation course at Kapalua.
Indeed. I mean, what better place to ring in the new year and yeah. kick off the new PGA Tour season than the plantation course and here on Maui? And also to, you know, I think demonstrate to not just the island, but the country and the world that, you know, Maui is resilient. And we've certainly faced a tough time last year with the wildfires. But, you know, we're on the rise and there's lots of hope. And I think, you know, our event really demonstrates that in a very, very tangible way. And our TV audience around the world will see some incredible golf, the best players in the world, and, you know, here again, the beauty of the island.
Yeah, absolutely. Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour, The Century. You're going to help me with something that I'm not familiar with, because it says, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, activate key Diageo accounts and Maui Resort and Hospitality partners that the event is closely aligned with. Oh, I don't know what the Diageo accounts are.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that's so important to us is to ensure that we deliver just a tremendous fan experience and that we hit all of the high notes of the islands. And so we're working with many local companies, food purveyors, to ensure that we bring that to life on the golf course. And so, you know, from a food and beverage perspective, we're working with the Plantation House. We're also working with Hua Mamona Farms. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Chef Zach. Chef Zach was a finalist on Next Level Chef, which was one of those, you know, reality TV cooking shows. He's actually my neighbor. They operate a farm and create organic microgreens. Komodo, which is one of our caterers, Chef Taylor Ponte, two-time Maui Chef of the Year. And so, you know, really just the opportunity to expose all of our fans and all of the people that come out and buy tickets to local culture, local food and flavors, and, you know, give them an amazing fan experience outside of the ropes.
Yeah,
that... we think the product inside the ropes with our field is incredible, and you know, everybody has a front row seat, you know, because it is a boutique event. But you know, here again, the opportunity to ensure that we give everybody an amazing experience outside of the ropes is, you know, one of our main priorities.
That's fantastic. I think it's perfect timing, because Diana DeLucia, who created Golf Kitchen, a magazine, and she does lots of events featuring chefs and, you know, on various very unique properties around the globe. And I'm going to have to ask her to maybe look into Chef Dak and Chef Taylor Ponte to see if she can do a feature on them for her fabulous magazine. This is terrific. I'm so glad you brought that up. And what they do is wonderful. I love how chefs today are just bringing in nature into cuisine and using what they have in the area where they're working to really enhance the flavors and the experience that people love to have whenever they go to a fine dining restaurant and enjoy it. But in addition to all the fun we're going to have, seeing the guys playing on a fantastic golf course and, you know, a unique celebration of the PGA Tour through the century, the community impact from the century is $735,600 in impact funds, making the largest figure raised for the local community to date was last year. Okay, it's actually this year, but when we do the century in 2025, this will be, you get what I'm saying. This is an incredible number. And who are the designated beneficiaries?
Yeah, we had the privilege of a record giving amount this past January. Our designated beneficiaries are the Scouts of America, specifically the Aloha Council, Halemakua Health Services, J. Walter Cameron Center, Halima O'Maui, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation, and Lahaina Junior Golf. But beyond our designated beneficiaries, we give to approximately 30 organizations. Wow. And as you can imagine, there's so many important needs and causes here on the island. And, you know, it certainly is our privilege to be able to give in that respect. Beyond the tours giving, Century Insurance has been so generous. And since the fires, they've given away over $2.1 million.
Wow.
Not to mention our players have also been very, very generous, including Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Ricky Fowler, and many more.
That's wonderful. I mean, when I look at the numbers, the Century has generated more than $9 million for island charities since moving to Maui in 1999. You know, and I remember being there in 1999, and what a celebration it is every year, and it just gets better and better. It's truly incredible how much Century Insurance is putting into the community, and they just say yes, you know. Yes, we know you have needs, and yes, we want to meet those needs. So it's wonderful to have a sponsor that's really a part of our community all the time. Even, you know, when the tournament is not happening, they're still here in July. They're still doing things for everyone. So there's also an official Pro-Am, the Century 2025 Pro-Am. How do we get into the Pro-Am?
Yeah, so our Pro-Am is one of, if not the best, on the PGA Tour. And it's in part because we have such a great field and such a beautiful golf course. But we really have evolved it into a multi-day affair. So there's the Pro-Am. As part of that, you also get to play in the MM the day before. We have three amazing parties that we host at places like Merriman's Kapalua, one of the best, if not the best, restaurant on Maui. Just incredible sunsets. And we do still have a couple groups left. So the best way to get into the Pro-Am is to reach out to myself, and I'll get you set up.
How do we reach out to you? What's the best way?
I mean, you know, my cell phone, my email is published all over the place.
Okay.
But you can go to our website, thecentury.com.
Oh, there you go.
And you'll be able to learn all about the Pro-Am and submit an inquiry to me, and I'll get back to you right away.
Right on. Okay, that's what I needed. Thecentury.com. Perfect. I didn't want you to put out your number. So that's the official Pro-Am. It's got to be a bucket list. Absolutely. So in addition to everything we've talked about, the local nonprofits, from the Maui Strikers Soccer Club to Maui Prep, Maui United Way, Hua Momona Farms, Kapalua Maui Charities, Kumulani Chapel, all the different University of Hawaii Maui College, all these different. We're celebrating and having fun at the same time, and some of the highlights have to be the MM and draw party. sounds like a blast. What is the MM?
Yeah, the MM is a golf tournament that we host on Tuesday at the Bay Course. And so, you know, here in Kapalua, we have two golf courses. We have the Plantation Course, which is the tournament course where we contest the Pro-Am plus the golf tournament. And then the MM, which is a part of the Pro-Am, is at the Bay Course. And it's a, you know, fun warm-up round for all of the pro-am groups and teams to get warmed up and ensure their game is sharp when they play with the pros on Wednesday.
That's fantastic. And every pro-am participant can bring a plus one. That's nice. So you can bring your quote-unquote caddy with you. Someone who can carry your jacket when you want to take it off. And this is fantastic. You folks do so much for Maui and so much for PGA Tour. It's just awesome. Why don't we wrap it up with the Cook Pine Club. Headlines is the highest expression of hospitality at the century. What is the Cook Pine Club?
Yeah, so just in terms of the different ways to experience the golf tournament, the Cook Pine Club definitely is our highest expression of hospitality. It's our ultra premium. It has valet parking. It has multiple viewing areas from the first tee, the 11th hole, which is a short par three, looking back to Honolulu Bay. You have the Pelolo channel in the background with whales breaching and Molokai. And then we also do a skybox on the 18th green so that everybody can watch all of the finishing play conclude. I mentioned Taylor Ponte. He does all of the food. And we have amazing gifts and just, you know, surprise and delight touches throughout. So, you know, very, very focused on sort of that premium hospitality experience. And by the same token, you know, we also, you know, just we have an amazing Kama'aina ticket, which is at a 75% discount.
Wow.
As compared to anybody that would not have a Hawaiian driver's license.
Wow.
And any Kama'aina can bring up to two kids ages 15 and under in for free. And that's to ensure that, you know, we're taking care of people who live here on the island and hardworking families. You can come out, bring your kids, have a great experience, and, you know, ensure that you know, it's affordable. When I go back to the mainland and I want to take my wife and my son to a professional football game or basketball game, I'm just sort of missed it at how expensive it is. And so we want to provide a great experience and a tremendous value for people here on island.
Awesome. And if you need any information after listening, maybe you just came in late, thecentury.com. Online is where you can get all the information. And if you want to be a part of the Pro-Am party, there's a couple of spots still open. Actually, the Pro-Am itself. There's a couple of spots open, and you can get in touch with Max Novina, Executive Director of PGA Tour, The Century, just there at thecentury.com. Thank you so much, Max, for spending so much time with me this morning.
Indeed. Thank you, Danielle. Great to be with you, and really appreciate everything you do for our community and for the game.
Right on. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And, you know, we'll do this again before the century actually happens. We'll talk again, I hope. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Aloha, Max.
Aloha.
All right, I think we're going to try to get in touch with Isaiah Memsege from the Afrieya Golf Academy in Uganda. I'm not sure if he's able to get through again today. We're having some phone difficulties, international difficulties. So in any event, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
understand now, stretching is fundamental to prepare for or recover from the pro-am that you've just enjoyed so much. But boy, did you not remember that all of those muscles need a little extra love. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland over there. Our grand opening is this morning, the new salon at Kolua, 1000 Awahi in Ward Village. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions help improve your swing and your flexibility. You'll move better, feel better, play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii. The Aloha Power Veterans Week sale. Everything on sale up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? They'll be on sale. Veterans Week sale. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All righty. Okay, so Andrew Iarussi, the assistant golf professional from Volcano Golf Course, he was on, he was 32 when he had a stroke, and now he's 35, and he's back, and he wondered if he'd ever be back. But, perseverance. So he wants to put on a tournament, a golf tournament, that gives back to the hospital where they did so much, the Hilo Benioff Medical Center's strokes department. So that's where they work on people who've had strokes. He has no idea why he had one at 32. No one can really tell you. But the participants, it's a two-player team format. And it's $150 per person. And all that goes, right to the Hilo Benioff Medical Center's strokes department. So, but you also, because he's collected so many prizes, you're going to win prizes. It's a winning prizes focus kind of tournament. Traditional scoring out the window. Shotgun start, 8 o'clock in the morning. Nice time. Still cool enough. And for over 100 years, they've been playing golf at Volcano Golf Course. I didn't know that. And you're right in between Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. It's the ohia trees bloom and the nene, Hawaii state bird, they nest throughout the property. You got to be very careful with the nene. You're 4,000 feet above sea level. It's going to be a really unique golfing experience. So get in touch with Volcano Golf Course, okay? It's going to be just so much fun, and you'll be doing something really good for the community. And if you know somebody in your family who's had a stroke, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Golf Digest, Luke Kerdinian was on the show not too long ago, and he wrote an interesting article. We're having trouble getting Uganda again this week, in case you didn't notice that I'm talking a lot when normally I have a guest on now. But Rory McIlroy he said, I haven't seen the ball flight in 2 weeks. That's what he told Luke. So this should be fun. My goodness, the ball flight itself wasn't a surprise. Towering high, pin straight, writes Luke. But the comment was, why hadn't one of the best players seen the ball move through the air in 2 weeks? That's because it's swing change season for the top players like Rory McIlroy. and the rest of us. I think that was pun intended. And when it comes to making a swing change stick, there's one thing that can be wildly unhelpful in your search for better golf. Now, here's the part that's really important to get. The golf ball. Yes, it's wildly unhelpful. Why? Because it gets in the way of your brain, or the brain is getting in the way. The goal of a golf swing, above all else, is, of course, to hit the ball. Yes, he writes, there may be other things you really want to do in your swing, like making a longer back swing or shifting your weight toward the target. But ultimately, those are just secondary. When there's a golf ball sitting in front of you, your brain, for better or worse, is hardwired to hit the ball by any means necessary. I never thought about that, but it's true. It's like ball must be struck at any. In fact, your brain is trying to quite literally and quite simply hit the ball, not necessarily hit it well, you see. The brain doesn't think about that. No, it's hit ball. It's like a kid. Yes. Chop wood. Bah. They mean chopping down at it acts like, you know, that for the brain, it doesn't matter if you are chopping down at the ball acts like, you know, like we got an axe rather than sweeping it off the turf or scooping your wrists rather than releasing your arms. So all of that comes in play because the brain just wants to hit the ball. After all, that's what you told it, right? You want to hit the ball. So, it's a really great article in Golf Digest. Luke Kerdinen is the fellow who wrote it, and just really a really cool article to write so you can get out, you can get your brain out of your way. So now, as I mentioned earlier in the show when I was talking with Max Novina, Diana DeLucia, founder, CEO, editor, writer, photographer, Golf Kitchen magazine and books. Fabulous work. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha.
And aloha to you, too. And I was telling Max, because, you know, he's one of the chief guys putting together the Century on Maui, which is the year at all the guys who've won on the PGA Tour the last year, plus the top 60 FedEx points, and plus three more that are coming up. He was talking about the chefs that are going to be preparing the food for all these pro-am parties and other things that are going on. And I thought, God, those guys need to be featured in Diana's Golf Kitchen. That would be fantastic. But we're going to talk about the guys that you're featuring right now. In this edition, Medina Country Club. Talk to us about Medina and some of the classics and not so classic clubhouse cocktails celebrating the 7th anniversary.
Well, I was very fortunate to travel to Medina for, I think, 4 days earlier this week. And I was there in 2017. And I will say it's the 100th year centennial of Medina. And I was blown away by the renovations inside the clubhouse. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. And the chef who I'm featuring on the cover of the March 2025 edition is a Michelin-starred chef who's been all over the world. He's extremely interesting. You should definitely have him on the show.
Wonderful.
And it took, he was so particular about his cooking. It took us 6 hours to shoot 4 or 5 recipes.
Wow. Is that Fernando
and he
Silva?
He travels around the world with the recipes. And then in this coming edition that's going live on Monday, we have 4 clubhouse cocktails from the diner. And I can't say the names of them yet. They're very special. They're very, very special.
I bet they are. I bet they are, of course. Is that Fernando Silva? You're talking about?
No, the chef is Matthew Gilbert.
Matthew Gilbert. Okay, yes.
Yes, at Medina.
You'll have to put me in touch with Matthew. I'd love to talk to him.
You would love him. He'd be great on the show.
Now, okay, let's go to Fernando Silva, the sommelier artist and wine critic.
Well, Fernando does our wine reviews every issue, and he's got some great wine reviews this issue, including, I do believe, Kirsty Kerr's wine and also Hannah Toro from Kevin Bozada at Augusta National Golf Club.
Wow.
Kevin has a vineyard that he's the managing partner of in Oregon, in Walla Walla Valley. And we've been fortunate enough to, A, have Fernando review his wine, and we also have a big story, 12-page piece on Hannah Toro wines and the Octave Vineyards.
Okay. That's the Hannah Toro Winery?
Yes.
Wow.
Hannah Toro, it's the Japanese name for, I think it's flowers and light and flowers.
Okay.
It's named after the festival in Japan, and it means a celebration of light and flowers.
Wow. Wow. And so this is the limited production handcrafted wines for friends and family. I love this. You can handcraft wines for your friends and family. Tell us about that.
Well, I believe Kevin and his parents and several other partners, I know they wanted to produce a really high-quality wine but make it something affordable, limited edition, limited production. They only do 300 cases a year.
Wow.
And for the most part, it's going to high-end private golf clubs around the country. And I know they have library wines, and they've been in operation since, I think, 2012.
And this is, so you interviewed Kevin Bozada, the CCM Senior Director of Club and Hospitality at Augusta National Golf Club and Managing Partner at Hannah Toro Winery.
Yeah, he's been absolute joy to work with. I mean, he's just on point. I'm not surprised he's working at Augusta National.
And this is all in this edition of Golf Kitchen. This coming
That's right.
Yeah. How can I, you know, get on the list to have a Golf Kitchen magazine sent to me?
You can subscribe at golfkitchen.com. And if anyone wants to order single copies, mostly we are not selling printed copies. It's a private club subscription magazine. However, if people want bulk orders or a single copy, they can email me at diana@golfkitchen.com.
Diana@golfkitchen. Okay, great. Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you. Okay, so, you know, that's somebody else I'd like to interview. Kevin.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, let's make it happen. And then at Marion, we have... you're going to have to help me with this again. This show, I'm having all kinds of pronunciation challenges. The Wagyu of Duck. Did I say that right?
You did. That's going to be a really interesting piece. Well, it is a really interesting piece. I'm working with the Jergelwitz Duck, Joey Jergelwitz.
Okay.
Hopefully I said it right. And I had this really good idea because they're popping up all over the place. They supply most of the Pekin ducks all over Chinatowns, all over the country. And the big restaurants are ordering from Tasty Duck is the name of their company. Tastyduck.com is their website. And it's the original Pekin duck from China. And they've kept the original... you know, they feed them the exact same thing. They do everything the same way, and everything's pure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the owner, I think it's Joe Senior, he is actually a veterinarian. So we know the duck is perfect. And I had this idea that I would get a couple of golf club chefs to interview Joey from the duck farm.
Uh-huh.
So I had Stephen and... from Liberty National, Stephen Yen,
mm-hmm.
and Jonathan Fichon from Marion Golf Club in Pennsylvania do a joint interview with Joey, and it just came out great. And they did it four recipes as well with the duck.
Are those in the magazine?
They are, yes.
That's what's so cool about Golf Kitchen.
Stephen, who you've had on the show before.
Yes, yes.
He did two lunch recipes with the duck. And then I went to Marion, which I've never been before. It was just incredible. Jonathan did two dinner recipes. So they're very different from each other, but they do show the diversity of the duck.
Wow. You know, this is what's so cool. I mean, you go and you can see the interior of these fabulous golf course, country club restaurants, you know, for want of a better word, and talk to the chefs and the imagination and the fact that, you know, the Wagyu of duck, they're making sure that the Pekin duck is exactly the way it was raised in China. So you're getting exactly what, you know, anyone in a Chinatown would want to get the perfect
Correct.
Duck.
And for thousands of years, it's the same duck.
Yeah. Tastyduck.com.
Yes.
Perfect name, isn't
so
it?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, what I wanted to say is, you know, this last couple of years have been very challenging, and this is our 7th year anniversary edition of the magazine. We finally got over a lot of our hurdles, and now it seems that we're making a difference. And, you know, I'm super proud of this issue because I have had a lot of support to get it to where it is. And now our covers are taken until summer of 2025.
Wow. That's fantastic, Diana. I mean, you were solo for so long doing everything. So when I said editor, writer, photographer, you are, you know, or you were the person who did everything, and you created the, I mean, amazing, amazing work, and you had to send it back if it didn't come out right. You wanted the printer to do it. You know, you just put your life and your whole being into this. And 7 years later, I think number 7 may have something to do with it. I don't know. You're in your 8th year, you know, going into that. The number 8 is powerful. It's just wonderful to see you finally getting all the recognition. I mean, you got recognition for a long time in small doses.
Well, yeah, because I think, like, the lockdowns and all of that time period, it
yes.
just compounded all the issues. And it
yes.
was so
yes.
hard to keep going. But I believed in what we were doing, and I believe in, you know, the mission, and I just somehow magically get back up and keep going. Just like you.
Yeah, just pop back up out of bed. Hello, there's another day, and we're going to just pretend the rest didn't happen. Yes. Now, and you welcome, now you said Scotland. What do you mean we welcome Scotland to this edition?
Well, I was fortunate to meet some wonderful people from Ferguson Whiskey in Scotland when they were in New York a couple of weeks ago. I actually met with one of the partners at Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake's T-Squared Social. We had a great meeting, and we have a story on David Ferguson, who's the founder. They also have a company called Bravo Whiskey Golf, which is doing tours and dinners with Ferguson Whiskey. This is super high-end bourbon and whiskey. I don't drink bourbon and whiskey, but if they opened a $6,000 bottle, I probably would.
Did you? $6,000?
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine the cost of these things. That blows me away. I just can't believe there's people that can just
6,000.
Buy it, 6,000 pounds or
no problem.
What have you. But they did an event at Carlton Woods recently in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I think they're doing some in Aspen, where I'm heading next.
You're going to Aspen?
Yeah, on the 17th.
Wow.
that Maroon Creek Club is the winter cover.
The maroon, say that again?
Maroon like the color.
Uh-huh.
Maroon.
Uh-huh.
Creek Club.
Maroon Creek. That it's just like a maroon creek. Do you have any idea where the name came from?
Not yet, but I'll find out.
Oh, good. You know, when you said Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods? Tell us more about the Tiger Woods, and I can't even remember the other name right now.
Justin Timberlake.
Him. What were they doing together, and how did this all work together?
Well, Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods opened a virtual golf restaurant bar.
Oh.
In New York,
okay.
And it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. They have bowling in there, too. Like, they've got quite a few things. So they've got a mini bowling alley. And then the place is just, it gets bookings from all the big corporate companies.
I bet.
Book it out and then bring all their, you know, potential customers,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. People they want to impress.
Yeah, well, I think there's another one in the city. Like, that one's like a hop, just half a block up from Grand Central. So it's very convenient for anyone to go to. And the other one's Five Iron Golf. They have a few. That's the one Danny Meyer invested in. And I went to that one, too, maybe a few months ago. And I noticed that Casa de Campo have their Teeth of the Dog golf course in partnership with Five Iron Golf. So if you can't go to Casa de Campo, you can play the course at Five Iron Golf in the city.
And then you have Golf Kitchen Cup at Punta Mita Four Seasons. You know, we're talking about golf right now, indoors, Tiger Woods, Justin Timberlake, all the work they're doing. Is Golf Kitchen Cup coming up?
I'm actually meeting with some potential investors for that event, and I can't say much about it yet.
Okay.
But you know how long we've been trying to get this pro-am off the ground.
Yes.
But we need the big sponsors that understand, you know, the importance of the culinary side of the golf industry. Even when I was at Medina, you know, the chef is like, I need to make the food and the beverage program as good as the golf course.
Yeah.
And they should be on equal footing.
Yeah.
You have to eat when you finish playing golf. So.
And drink that $6,000 bottle. Can I take home what I haven't finished?
No, there was one there. It was $100 a shot.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, you can just pop $100 a shot.
Obviously.
A round of, like, drinks for 10 people.
All right. And then finally, teeing up culinary careers. The first in a series of insights from some of the country's most talented golf and country club chefs. How cool is that?
Yeah. This is something that I came up with. Because I work with, I'm on the board of golfbrandsgroup.com. You should check that out.
I will.
Golfbrandsgroup.com. And we've been trying to establish with some culinary schools to introduce their students to the private golf club space, because they're not really doing a great job of that at the moment. They tend to send their students to the restaurants and the hotels, resorts, but they're not giving them that opportunity to steer them in the direction of clubs. And clubs are such a great place. It's a sustainable career, as you know.
Yeah.
Usually, if you're working or you're a hard worker, they're going to want to keep you there forever. So you're going to get paid benefits and things of that nature. You're going to get paid a sustainable wage. And, you know what it's like. And yet, I came up with an idea, and I decided that I would ask 24 club chefs across the country a question each about why golf clubs and country clubs are such a great place for young students or culinary people in general, food and beverage. Why are these great places to work? And the response I got was unbelievable.
So we'll have to talk about that on our next time.
Yeah. That'll be ongoing. That'll be ongoing.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. See, Diana is so multitasking, multifaceted, and the fact that you're going to have Golf Kitchen in the UK on their coffee tables is absolutely fantastic, going worldwide.
They ordered boxes. They ordered boxes of magazines, so we're going to be over the UK.
It's wonderful.
And we're going to be able to open up subscriptions in the UK because the printer I switched to has printing and shipping over there as well.
Yes. Diana DeLucia is founder and CEO, editor, writer, photographer, Golf Kitchen magazine and books. You can find her at golfkitchen.com, and if you'd like to get in touch with her directly, it's diana@golfkitchen.com. Diana, thank you so much. Real pleasure.
Thank you. You're amazing as usual. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. And we're coming up next with Pate Clarkson. He's the Sports Information Director, Troon, Hawaii, at the Ka'anapali Golf Courses. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
It is Aloha Powers Veterans Week sale. Everything on sale, up to 25% off. That's 25% off. Honda, Steel, Maruyama, Echo, Shindaiwa, Husqvarna, riding mowers, you name it, mowers galore, chainsaws, generators, blowers, and more. And it's in stock. More accessories galore. You know, for all of us who don't really know that much about mowing, mower accessories. Doesn't that sound like, what do they wear? Available now. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done. Get your equipment to do the work, not your back. And it is still fire season. Even though it's raining more, protect your property. We ship off island, and new shipments with the latest features arrive daily. It's the perfect time to pick up a gift certificate. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, you've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii, with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful, White Building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, you got to listen up now. Boise State, Cal State Northridge, Colorado, East Tennessee State, Georgia, Gonzaga, Hawaii, Indiana, Kansas, Liberty, Louisiana Tech, LSU, North Florida, Oklahoma, Sacramento State, San Jose State, Southern Illinois, TCU, UConn, UC Irvine, and Wyoming. They're all here in Hawaii, and they're all competing. Pate Clarkson is a sports information director, Troon Hawaii, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Welcome into the clubhouse, Pate.
Good morning, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, what an incredible... How do you pull this all together?
You know, Danielle, Ka'anapali is really excited this year. Two of America's top 5 programs in Division I men's college golf are on Maui. It's a really impressive field. You listed the 21 teams that are competing. This is the 10th year that Ka'anapali has hosted the event. 21 teams from 17 states and 11 different athletic conferences. You know, we had joked last year that we were going to shrink the field size a little bit in order to make it a little bit more marquee, but every program in America wants to be in Hawaii this year to conclude their fall season. So it's a great place to be this time of year.
Yes, it's fantastic. I mean, the things that are happening on Maui certainly must make the community of Maui feel like coming back after the wildfires.
Absolutely. I think when you look across various sports and entertainment events, you have the return of the Maui Invitational. You have the Ka'anapali Classic, you'll have the Tournament of Champions in a couple short weeks. So it's wonderful to see the island really rally together. And, you know, each of the events have various fundraising efforts to support those who have lost everything in the wildfires. And Ka'anapali is honored to play a small role in the much bigger picture of giving back.
Right. And how are you doing fundraising for that?
Thanks for asking. You know, last year, the golf courses were extremely fortunate and blessed to avoid much of the damage that was incurred nearby. And they really sought to do everything they could to assist. Last year, in partnership with nonprofit organizations, Spare for Change and Member for a Day, a fundraising campaign was launched around total birdies and eagles that were accumulated by various players in the Ka'anapali Classic, and almost 17,000 was raised in donations in last year's tournament across teams, parents, alumni, and golf fans. So this year, the tournament has brought back that fundraising effort in an effort to continue to support those, especially at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, their own associates, you know, who suffered greatly last year.
Yeah, and how can people participate? How could I send in money?
Well, thanks for asking. Everyone is invited to assist in one or two ways. You can make a one-time donation of your choice, or you can pledge an amount of your choice for each birdie or eagle that is made. There's information on Ka'anapali Golf Course's website, and there's no minimum donation, so every little bit counts.
Ka'anapali, what is the website? Ka'anapali.com?
Ka'anapaligolfcourses.com.
Just basically all written out, right?
That's right.
Okay. Ka'anapaligolfcourses.com. If you'd like to be a part of the fundraising campaign, you can do it right there. There's no minimum donation. You can give what you can, and all of it is very, very much appreciated. So that's Ka'anapaligolfcourses.com. It's with two A's, K-A-A-N-A, P-A-L-I. Yeah, that's wonderful that, you know, and it, you've got 2 days. Well, yeah, today, tomorrow, and Monday. So it's through Monday. So it's a 3-day tournament. Gee, I can add.
It's a 3-day, 54-hole tournament that'll be played on Royal Kanapali. It's got a really fun history for those listeners who may not know. You know, initially it was a 13-team event that was won by Oregon 10 years ago, and a different team had won each of the first 5 years. Oklahoma is the only university that has repeated as champions. In fact, the last 2 years, they've been back-to-back champs, and they're going for their fifth overall Kanapali Classic title. A lot of really big programs have won here. When you look at Oregon, Oklahoma, Clemson, LSU, Cal, Kansas, and even East Tennessee State, it's really impressive. And I think, you know, the island of Maui, the state of Hawaii, and you should really take pride in the quality of the winners that are produced here. You know, for context, four teams who visited Maui qualified for the 2024 NCAA D1 Men's Golf Championships: East Tennessee State, LSU, Oklahoma, and North Florida. So really impressive field. You know, fun fact, this year, the University of Connecticut has traveled the furthest to compete this year. So those boys may be a little jet lagged, but we know they're very happy to be here. And it's highlighted by 13 individual players in the top 100 of this year's ranking. So a quality field and a really exciting time.
Yeah, so that's UConn, right? They're the ones that traveled the farthest.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. When I saw UConn, I went, wow, they wanted to come to Hawaii, far out. Now, how long has this been in place, this classic, did you say?
This is the 10th year.
10th year, that's what I thought, but I wanted to double check on my memory. This is men. Is there a chance one day that there be a women's tournament?
Yes, in fact, Kanapali had hosted a women's event earlier this year, and you know, we try and work with the University of Hawaii across all of Trin's properties to support both the men and women wherever we can. So, you know, the athletic directors have a daunting task of scheduling across the country. So many times tournaments are being booked 2 to 3 years ahead of time.
Wow. So how can I watch? What do I got to do to go and see what's going on at Kanapali?
Well, tournament attendance is free. We'd love to have anyone and everyone. Walking spectators are welcome. You can park right at the golf course at Kanapali or at Whalers Village and walk on over. There's a shotgun start each day, which is today, tomorrow, and Monday at 8:30 a.m. Rounds take about five and a half hours. And then on Monday, after the conclusion of the tournament, there'll be a trophy ceremony on the 18th green in front of the clubhouse.
Awesome. Now, how are our Hawaii team? How's the Hawaii team doing this year?
They're doing great. You know, last year they actually set an individual 54-hole scoring record for the best finish in program history. It's 16 under right here at Kanapali, and they were led by four Rainbow Warriors who finished under par. So this year, they're looking to break their own record that they set. They're going to be led by Anson Cabello. He's the sophomore standout and a Maui native who graduated from Kamehameha Schools Maui. He had a wonderful summer. In fact, he won the Kauai Amateur and finished second and the Manoa Cup. So for those who don't know, that's the oldest continuous golf tournament in the state. He's going to be joined by his teammate, Josh from Oahu. Josh actually won the Manoa Cup at Oahu Country Club. And what's really unique about Josh is he played his high school golf at Hawaii Baptist on Oahu, where ironically he won the 2022 Hawaii High School Athletic Association State Championship here at Kanapali.
Cool.
So he's got a lot of institutional knowledge on the course, and he'll be looking to go low this weekend.
One other intriguing
person, Dylan Yonke, he will be coming in from Cal State Northridge. So this is his sophomore year. In the spring of 2023, he had actually just departed for college days after the Maui wildfires. So he'll be having his homecoming now for the second year in a row, and he was a key contributor on Maui Prep's 2022 high school championship team and placed as the individual runner-up here at Kanapali. So a lot of really cool storylines. You know, the beauty of college golf and amateur golf in general is these are some up-and-comers, and they're going to be stars tomorrow. And this is a wonderful opportunity to see them as part of their growth and development today.
That's, you know, I was just, I couldn't help but think, that must be hard when you're from Hawaii. You maybe, you know, went to school on Maui, and now you're at Cal State Northridge, and you're coming back, and you got to compete against a Hawaii team.
It is. You know, Scott Simpson, the head coach at the University of Hawaii, has done a wonderful job slowly but surely elevating his program each year. You know, seven-time PGA Tour winner, U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So he's got a wonderful playing pedigree, and it's our hope that, you know, the host team can continue to recruit and keep and retain a lot of Hawaii's talent in the years ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to have Scott Simpson on the show. That's a really, you just triggered a really good thought in my head, how we can support our golf team, our Hawaii golf team. That would be great. So it's today, tomorrow, and Monday. That is the and Royal Ka'anapali. We're talking about, I mean, is this the biggest tournament, the 2024 Ka'anapali Classic? Is the Ka'anapali Classic the largest collegiate tournament in Hawaii?
It's certainly up there, and you can't get much larger because otherwise they'd never finish before the sun sets.
Yeah, that's what I was, 21 teams? Wow. Okay, it is great talking with you. Is there something, you have the tournament fundraiser, we know we can go. The fundraiser is at ka'anapaligolfcourses.com. There's no charge to get in to the golf course. Where did you say parking is available?
Parking's available here at the golf course or just across the street in Whalers Village.
Awesome. Okay, is there anything I left out that you wanted to say?
We're just grateful for you and your listeners for the continuous support of junior golf here in the islands, and we're very appreciative of you having us on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Anytime, Pate. Sports Information Director, Troon Hawaii, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us today.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We're coming back. We haven't finished the show yet. We've got Adam Boguki, the Hawaii Area Manager of Stretch Lab. He's going to be on because today's a grand opening for them. After this, we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
And it is Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. You know, Veterans Day is not this Monday, but the following Monday. And it's Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. Everything's on sale up to 25% off. Honda, Steel, Maruyama, Echo, Shindaiwa, Husqvarna, riding mowers, mowers, chainsaws, generators, blowers, and more. In stock, mower accessories galore. Available, mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work. Yeah, and it is still fire season. Protect your property. We ship off island, and new shipments with the latest features arrive daily. It's the perfect time to pick up a gift certificate for someone. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458, and have more fun playing golf.
You've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Oahu Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. All right. Now, I wanted to go back to the Big Island Volcano Golf Course, where Andrew Iarussi, who was featured on the show in October, and I just want to come back and revisit this because he changed the tournament date. He suffered a stroke. He was 32. He's 35. Imagine, 32. What caused it? Nobody knows. But he's trying to raise money for the people who actually put him all back together again, as it were. There was times he said on the show that, you know, he didn't know if he was going to, what was he going to be able to do? How long was it going to take to get back to, quote, normal? You know, is there normal after having a stroke? So now he's the assistant professional at Volcano Golf Course, and the event that he's putting together is a fundraiser. The money raised will go to the Hilo Benioff Medical Center's Strokes Department, and it's the tournament's called Strokes for Strokes Golf Tournament, and it's $150 per person, and teams of two will be playing. But the focus is not on the score. In fact, scoring will be set aside pretty much, traditional scoring. Winning prizes is the focus, and he's collected so many different prizes from so many people who want to be a part of this, different companies and small businesses. They've all, you know, seen the light, and they really want to be a part of it. We hope you'll be a part of it. It's going to be May 3rd, 2025, and it'll be at Volcano Golf Course. And if you've never played, you know they've been playing at Volcano for 100 years, and it's between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. I can't imagine a cooler place to go. I wonder if there'll be snow atop Mauna Kea. Of course, there won't be any snow on Mauna Loa. All right, that's what's happening on that level. Now, this may come as a surprise. It's hard to believe that she's old enough to, like, you know, not play nonstop. Brittany Lincecum, another major champion, decides 2024 is her last year. She's not going to play a full schedule. She accepted the sponsor's exemption into the Annika, driven by Cambridge at Pelican. So that's, you know, then she's going to just decide when she feels like playing and when she doesn't. I've had a tremendous career on and off the golf course on the LPGA. She's 39. Is it possible? And I'm incredibly honored and humbled to have the opportunity to finish my final full-time season where everything started for me right in the Tampa Bay region. That's just, you know, after you've been traveling as much as the LPGA players have to travel, it's not surprising that she said, you know, it's time when I just get to decide when I want to travel and when I want to play. That's wonderful. Scattered showers today, mainly before noon, mostly sunny, high about 85, easterlies 9 to 13 miles per hour. It's incredible. 9 to 13. Chance of precipitation about 30%, and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. I don't know what old precipitation is. That part I don't understand. Adam Boguki, the Hawaii Area Manager, Stretch Lab, Kahala, Ward Village, Kailua, coming to Kapolei. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. We're gearing up for a grand opening celebration in Ward Village this morning.
So. Yes, that is
hectic as always.
It's so exciting, though. I mean, how long have you been working on this the Ward Village?
Very long time. We're just happy to be open. We've been open just about 3 weeks now. But yes, it's been a long time coming. We opened in Kahala in January and then Kailua in May, and Ward was supposed to be right around then, but you know, better late than never, right?
Well, yeah. And there's always reasons for it. I think the building was brand new. And so there was a lot of stuff had to be built out, and that takes time. So, you know, all of those things, sometimes they take longer than they expect to take because there's complications, stuff doesn't come in. You know, everybody experiences that. So, and then you're also going for Kapolei, right?
So we're actually going for Waikele.
Waikele.
So we're going to be moving out west. Yeah, Waikele.
Waikele, perfect. Do you have a location already?
We do, but the paperwork's not signed, so okay. We're just saying Waikele right now.
Yes. Danielle's always pushing. Okay.
That's
so,
right.
Yes. So who can go to the grand opening at Ward Village?
So it's at 10 o'clock. We're going to be doing a blessing and a special hula performance, as well as some goodies, some goodie bags. We're going to be doing some complimentary demo stretches, so everybody's invited. Anybody who is around Ward Village at 10 o'clock, please come on by and see what we're all about.
Yes, that's perfect. And you're doing complimentary stretches. That's the best way to really get a sense of what I'm talking about when it comes to stretching. You know, recovering from golf. Before you go golf, you can always, you know, drop in to Stretch Lab, make sure that you have a reservation, they have room for you. Naturally, that would be a good idea. But it's great. Get your body opened up. Get everything ready to go. What's so important about stretching?
You know, we have a tendency, especially as we get older, to put our body in positions that it's not used to or that it's not meant to go in. And so what stretching does is it helps balances that we've done on our bodies. It's going to help the muscles move better. It's going to help the muscles move easier. So what that does is it helps relieve some pain. It helps decrease your risk of injury. You know, so when you're going out and playing golf, your golf game is going to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more comfortable. We actually had the chance to do some demo stretches at a golf tournament out in Neva Beach a couple weeks ago, and people were just so ecstatic to have that stretch right before going out to play the tournament because they really could instantly feel that their body was just moving easier and better.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when we stretch, we don't do a very good job, do we?
Right. And that's the one thing I always say about one-on-one assisted stretching is, you know, we're putting you in the proper position and taking you to the proper stretch. So I sometimes liken it to lazy man's yoga. You know, we can all go to the yoga class, but maybe our balance is off or maybe we don't think we can do something. So at Stretch Lab, we kind of put you into those positions and we help you do the stretch so that you get a really specific result from it.
Right. And all the people who are, they're trained flexologists.
Correct. So everybody comes to us with some sort of background in body work. So we have everybody from physical therapists, physical therapy aides, people who have kinesiology degrees, people who are in PT school. So everybody has that bodywork background. And then we put them through our specific training as well to make sure that when they are working on people, they're really able to build a program that's going to help everybody reach their goals, because everybody's goal is going to be a little bit different. Everybody's body is going to be a little bit different. So we want everybody to kind of be set up for success before they even get out there and stretch people.
Would you recommend the 25-minute or the 50-minute stretch for someone who's never had it done before?
You know, I always recommend a 50-minute stretch. So on an intro stretch, the one thing that you're going to get, well, and you get them with all the stretches, but you're going to get a body assessment. So with that body assessment, you do 3 overhead squats, and our machine is going to watch 2,000 points on your body, and it's going to look at the way your muscles are moving. It's going to look at the way your muscles are activating, your posture, the symmetry of your body. And with that and the conversation that the flexologist has with you, during the 50-minute stretch, they're able to do a full body stretch. They can really see what it's all about. And then from there, you know, a 25-minute stretch can be very targeted if you are short on time or just really want to work out one area. And then again, that 50-minute is what's going to get you to your goals as fast as possible.
Could you go back to the machine that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our proprietary technology. It's called MAP. So it stands for mobility, activation, posture, symmetry. So you stand in front of it, you do 3 overhead squats, and like I said, it's watching 2,000 points on your body, so it's very intuitive. And then when you're done, what it does is it gives you a composite score, but it also pinpoints areas where the muscles aren't moving quite the way that they should, or maybe it looks like there's some tightness or some weakness. So the machine really can help the flexologist zero in on areas that we can work on to get stretched out.
Wow, I want to do this. You know,
yeah.
I had a 25-minute, but the machine wasn't part of the system.
In our demo space, right?
Yeah.
So it's part of our new studio.
Wow, that is so cool. And now, one other thing is you have a manifesto, and I like this. The Stretch Lab Standard Manifesto. We stand for making you stand taller, be it literally through improved posture and balance, or mentally with the newfound confidence. What a cool concept.
Yeah. Tell us, we always say we're going to make you a quarter inch taller at least.
Yeah. Well, and you mean that physically, not just mentally, right?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I took away from even just myself getting stretched is you don't just get stretched. The flexologists also help you, you know, on your day-to-day. So they're going to give you some homework, but they're also going to give you some tips and techniques, right? So for me, I'm sitting in front of a computer more than I ever have.
Right.
And that's really affecting my back and my shoulders. And so what they've taught me is, you know, about every 30 to 40 minutes, I have to really stop and physically move my shoulders back and give myself that opening in my chest, because otherwise I'm putting so much pressure on my back. And so, you know, literally keeping my back straight, I'm standing up taller, my posture. But again, with that confidence in that, I know that my body is being taken care of, and I know that I'm holding it in the way that I should.
That's so cool. That, I mean, you're like teaching the body what it maybe knew when you were 12, but you've forgotten. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah. And all of
break
a sudden.
Break those bad habits.
Yes. Break those bad habits. Because I sit for hours doing the traffic reports. I mean, you
right.
know, 3 hours sitting. And, mm-hmm. you know, do I get up and stretch? No, because I'm in a hurry to get blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We all seem to be in a hurry after we've been completely sedentary. We're not giving our bodies a break at all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So your mission, to provide the highest quality assisted stretching services to clients of all types, connecting their flexibility and their range of motion to an increase in quality of life, energy, and lifestyle. Could you break those three down for us?
Yeah. So again, what each person does is, or not each person, but everybody comes in with whatever they're looking for, right? So somebody might be looking to, you know, run a faster marathon or play a better golf game. But somebody else might, like you and I, we might just want to sit a little bit more comfortably.
Yes.
So it's tailored to each person. And that's really something that sets us apart. Is that we don't do the same stretch on every single person. You know, that first go round, we have our technique that we use, but as we move forward into your program, it really is going to be tailored to each person's specific needs. So we're able to hone in on what you're looking for so that you really get the most out of your visit with us.
That's great. And the vision, this is all part of the manifesto, the vision to be the worldwide leader in assisted stretching services through ensuring each guest experiences our values of freedom, energy, growth, community, and caring in every single visit. How cool is that? Very nice.
That is cool. And, you know, one of the cool things is, you know, we are part of a larger company, but we are small franchise here in Hawaii. So the exciting part about the Honolulu Studios for Stretch Lab as a whole, it's the 500th studio in North America. But for Hawaii, you know, we really have honed in on that caring part of that, right? We want everybody who comes in to feel as though they're part of a special community. I one time had somebody at Kahala say, you really should tell people that this is a good way to make friends, because we've talked to so many people that we've created great relationships just from getting stretched. So, you know, wanting to make something special.
Yeah, we're just losing. Sometimes we kind of lose you. What? Say that again.
So we had a guy that came in, and he was saying in Kahala that we should really tell people that this is a good way to make friends. Because as he was sitting and waiting to get stretched each week, he started talking to everybody in the waiting area, and he said he's made some great friends because they all really have that same mindset of taking care of themselves.
That's wonderful. I really thank you. And today is the grand opening. Everyone is welcome. Tell us, what time can we be there and what can we expect?
Yeah, so 10 o'clock at 1000 Oahe Street here in Honolulu. We will start with a special blessing of the building and the business. And then we'll have a hula performance. We have some cupcakes, some coffee, some goodie bags, and just all kinds of stretches.
Okay, I've got to run over there right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you soon. 10 o'clock.
Maybe I should wait until 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on a Saturday morning so early, no less. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. It's been my pleasure. Adam Boguki is the area manager, Stretch Lab, Hawaii. All right. I need to thank the people who make this show possible. If only I could find the sheet that has everybody listed on it. I want to thank, of course, Stretch Lab for being a part of our sponsored folks who take care of us, stretching fundamental to prepare or recover from golf or any activity that you do and enjoy. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland, and of course our grand opening, which is this morning at our new salon at Kōlua. That's 1000 Oahe Street. Also want to thank all the people at the marvelous place that I know that if you travel in Waipahu, I've been giving you the wrong information. Because if you're going in the westbound direction, you can't make a left and get into Aloha Power Equipment at Waipahu Depot Street. That would be just about the right corner to get to, but unfortunately, there's no entrance when you go down the road. It just, there's a big fence up. So you're going to have to go one block further, make a U-turn, and then you can get in to Aloha Power Equipment. Yes, Aloha Power Equipment's Veterans Week sale. Everything on sale, up to 25% off. That is, you know, Honda, Steel, Maruyama, Echo, Shindaiwa, Husqvarna, riding mowers, mowers, chainsaws, generators, blowers, and more in stock. More accessories. You should go down to the store, you know, and go down and peruse and just check it out and see what else you might want to get, you know, because Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale is coming up, and that's up to 25% off in all of those different categories, whether it's Honda, Steel, Maruyama, Echo, Shindaiwa, Husqvarna, whether you want a riding motor or whatever it is that will make you happy, make it easier for you to get your work done, you're going to need to go and get it. I want to thank you for your mana, and I want to thank Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers, and Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, for health, and for friendships. Go golf. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.